For example, PXCT0 today's date is 09/06/2025. Your patient is 4. Mr. Roberto Salinas. Salinas spells S-A-L-I-N-A. Roberto spells R-O-B-E-R-T-O. Date of birth is 05/11/1966. This is a 59-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Roberto has a history of peripheral neuropathy, hypertension. Diabetes, type 2. Is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient status since his last visit, he was seen in the emergency room, a local emergency room, and diagnosed with Bell's palsy. He stated that one of his friends at work noticed his face was drooping and advised him to go into the emergency room. He stated that the emergency room, he had extensive workup, which includes CT scan, EKG, D-dimer, chest x-ray, and studies were remarkable for a stroke or cardiac issue. He said they sent him home with Valtrex and prednisone and diagnosed him with Bell's palsy. He said he's here for follow-up for this condition. He said his doctor in the emergency room told him he can go back to work today, but he said he'd like to stay home a few days longer. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes changes in terms of new diagnosis of Bell's palsy, ER visit. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed, were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 97%, renal blood pressure is 168 over 87, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.0.5. Period. Next paragraph, face, he has a left side facial droop, which includes his forehead and his eye. Patient cannot close his right eye, but can close his left eye. He can show his teeth. He can move his tongue. Next paragraph. HGNT normal. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. Correction. In no acute distress. His vital signs as follows: O2 status 97%, renal blood pressure 168 over 87, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension, number two is peripheral neuropathy, number three is diabetes mellitus type 2, number four is hypertension, number five is Bell's palsy. Next paragraph, patients was advised to continue taking the Valtrex and prednisone as prescribed. His normal medication was also refilled as follows: gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, metformin 1000 milligrams 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, losartan 50 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D 50,000 units 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 10. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the session.